Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Ranking the quarterbacks, ranking the quarterbacks, ranking the quarterbacks. It's our Saturday checkdown episode. We're going to give you a short little episode here, something that we don't want to hit the cutting room floor from the week. Good Morning Football. Great show, by the way. Good Morning Football. Good Morning Football ranked NFC quarterbacks this week, and it gained a ton of traction on Vikings Twitter because of the disrespect of Kirk Cousins. So we are going to rank NFC quarterbacks now that Aaron Rodgers is likely headed to the New York Jets. This episode, this Purple Daily Saturday Checkdown, presented by our friends at TCL, now an official partner of the NFL, one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. They have a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL and learn more at TCL.com. And thank you guys for making this one of the most popular football podcasts in America throughout the past year and a half or so, peaking at 7th earlier this week on the national podcast charts via Apple/Chartable here. That's just ridiculous. And it's mostly just you guys being diehard, rabid Vikings fans. We just turn on the microphones and spew our takes.
We're going to do stuff.
We're going to do a lot of stuff. And hey, the Athletic Football Show, a show about the National Football League. Watch out.
Nate Tice. Yeah,
we're coming. Right, we're coming for you. Around the NFL, we're coming.
You know what's funny? We actually had a conversation with Nate Tice. I think it was before the 2020. Was it 2 years ago? A year ago?
I think it was going into 21.
And we were hoping to get him as a weekly guest or a weekly contributor on Purple Daily, and he was super cool, and he just graciously said, "Hey, if you want to get me on sometime," which we should, by the way, he said, I'm actually gonna start doing a lot more podcasting with the Athletic Football Podcast. So, you know, Nate, whatever option you would have chosen would have been one of the top seven most listened to podcasts in all of the United States of America.
And now the former quarterback from Edina is in our crosshairs.
Yeah, you could have Robert Mays, Nate, or you could have had Judd Zolgad.
Could have the sports dad.
But sports dad would have welcomed you.
People make choices.
Friends with his old man at one point. We were friendly. Give me all sorts of scoops.
All right, let's get into this here, boys.
Let's do it.
A Saturday check down here. So I can start if you'd like to, because I know, Judd, you like to. I kind of sprung this on you, so.
Yep.
You wrap your head around this. I've got the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFC here ranked with a few honorable mentions. Jordan Love, honorable mention.
Yeah,
just because he's one of the others.
Yeah, you have no idea. Yeah.
No idea. Baker Mayfield, I guess, honorable mention. Who's the Falcons quarterback? Desmond Ridder, and they just signed a veteran, I feel like.
Chris Chandler? I have no idea who's playing quarterback for them.
Chris Chandler.
And then Andy Dalton was signed by the Panthers, wasn't he? I think he signed with someone.
Yeah, but I would say this. I think there's a chance the Falcons quarterback and the Panthers for sure. TBD, right? Draft?
Yeah, absolutely.
Possibly the Falcons for sure. Carolina. So, yeah. In my opinion, there's not a quarterback there yet.
I feel like I have this, like, creeping feeling that I missed somebody here, so you guys can clown me if I did. But let's start with number 10, Justin Fields. He's not the best passer yet, but he's dynamic, he's mobile, he can keep plays alive, and now he's going to have actual weapons with DJ Moore.
Yeah.
He's going to have a full season of Chase Claypool. Cole Kmet can catch some passes, so Darnell Mooney, right? So he's, he's got some weapons around him. If he can't make it work and be a competent passer in his third year, you know, I would start looking around. So Justin Fields, number 10. Number 9, Daniel Jones. We don't know yet. He had one decent season, but it was mostly just like a tricked up offense and his mobility.
Yeah.
So Daniel Jones, number 9.
And Ed Donatell.
Brian Daboll.
Donatell got Jones paid. Daniel Jones had two really good games against Ed Donatell.
That's a good point. Yep. Geno Smith is number 8 on my list of NFC quarterbacks.
I was wondering where you'd go with him.
Got to see it for another year. It's like the first real big season he's had, but it was a really big season, and they got him paid. Number 7, I think he would have been higher before if he would have made his way to the NFC before last season, but he was such a train wreck last year. Derek Carr.
Okay.
7th with room to grow back up to maybe like 5th or something. Jared Goff is number 6.
Ooh.
Jared Goff, people clown him because he had a couple bad years there with the Rams, and maybe he hasn't lived up to being like the number 1 overall pick, but Jared Goff has had a couple really good seasons and one really good year for sure with the Lions. He was a big reason why that team went on to win 9 games. Number 5, healthy Kyler Murray, if I could. If he's healthy, he's definitely one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the NFC. And the best version of him is probably closer to like the 2nd or 3rd best quarterback in the NFC. But there's just some weird leadership stuff there and
I don't know what to make
chemistry stuff.
I love the athletic ability, but I have no idea what to make of him mentally.
Yeah. Just kind of weird, man. These stories that come out about his devotion to video games over his devotion to football, just kind of bizarre.
That's COD, man. We're all addicted to it.
This is where it gets controversial.
God,
I have Kirk Cousins as the 4th best quarterback in the NFC.
Interesting.
Okay.
Behind or maybe tied with Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Both guys are very similar. They're both sort of mid-round draft picks that have become $40 million quarterbacks and franchise leaders, but they leave a little bit to be desired. They both have flashes of looking like top 10 guys across the league. They're both very, very, very similar. Mm-hmm. But I give if you told me right now, gun to the head, which quarterback would you want for the next 2 or 3 years, I'd say Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
So just a slight edge. Don't kill me for it. Mm-hmm. Number 2, healthy Matthew Stafford. I get that last year was a disaster for him, but he had major health issues. The year before that, you saw what happens when you put Matthew Stafford in a great car. He drives it to a Super Bowl championship. 40 touchdown passes, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So healthy Matthew Stafford, number 2, and Jalen Hurts, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Best quarterback in the NFC. Hurts, healthy Stafford, Dak slightly above Kirk. Kyler Murray is 5. And then Goff, Carr, Geno, Danny Dimes, Justin Fields. Hope I'm not missing somebody.
No, I don't think you are. I was going through the list. I think you're on point. I think you might have Kirk too low based on the current situation. I'll give you 5. 5? And so I'm basing this on 2 things. 1 is yes, ability, but 2 is how did you play? Like where are, because I, in my opinion, we do have to take into account at some point age, at some point how you're wired or not wired. Number 5, Geno Smith.
Right.
And I'll preface this by saying in doing this exercise for the first time in a long time, the NFC quarterback situation is not in great shape. So
no.
it's not like it's a bunch of like, oh my God, how am I going to put this guy above that guy, blah, blah, blah. It's sort of, as we old folks like to say, a hodgepodge.
And it's not even like, oh, they have 5 or 6, because you could say a couple of years ago, the AFC had all these young stars that hadn't quite emerged yet, right?
Correct.
Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert.
Yes.
And the NFC doesn't even really have that, unless you would consider Jordan Love that.
But we don't.
It's a bunch of just sort of journeyman type guys.
Yeah. Dare I say, meh. It's sort of a meh.
Yeah.
Geno Smith, number 5. Number 4, I dropped Stafford there because I don't know how he's going to come back now. 2 years ago was impressive. And if they're both healthy and it's a level playing field, I put him above Kirk. But, you know, he got hurt again. His arm reportedly might be shot, which I have to take into account. If his arm shot, he's just going to be essentially done. It's weird that the Rams, I think it's been floated out that the Rams would be willing to trade him, which leads me to believe that he might be just flat out damaged goods. So I put Matthew Stafford 4. I put Dak Prescott 3. The inconsistency there regarding the expectation to me weighs him down now. Like, he is a guy who at some point in time should have been atop this list, and I now doubt that he ever gets there. It doesn't make him bad. I just think we keep expecting this, like, okay, now it's all, you know, clicking, which, Phil, to your point, was sort of like what we expected but took place with that group of AFC quarterbacks, right? Josh Allen, he's not accurate, but he looks like he's got potential, and then bam, it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like Dak Prescott, while being pretty good, is never going to get there, so I put him 3. Right now, I have Kirk Cousins 2. I have Kirk 2, and again, it's a hodgepodge thing, so I'm not saying I would take Kirk. You know, if Stafford comes back healthy and is slinging the ball around again in the McVay system, Stafford, to me, moves above Kirk, but right now, you know, hell, if Carr had been playing well and got traded, I might put him above Kirk, but I can't do it now. And then one, I think it's the one guy right now who, one, he's going to get paid a ton, but two, he just looks like he is completely legit and clearly shouldn't have fallen like he did, Jalen Hurts. I guess my sixth guy with room to move in, because I like where he's trending, but I just don't know yet, is Justin Fields.
Yeah, he needs to prove it at this point.
But I mean, the Bears are committing to him, and they could have taken a quarterback. So if the Bears, and again, this is a big if the Bears know what they're doing, they have definitely picked their path, which I find intriguing. And I do like what he can do. But right now I go Hurts 1, Cousins 2, Prescott 3, Stafford 4 with an asterisk almost. And Geno Smith 5 is sort of the poster child for how I perceive the NFC quarterback race this time.
All right. What about you, Dex?
Football.
Where are you at with this?
Pretty similar to Judd's list. A couple tweaks. Number 5 for me, give me Jared Goff. I think Goff kind of revitalized himself a little bit. I think he kind of shedded the bus label after, you know, he went to the Super Bowl with the Rams, which was great, but then just was kind of a guy. But then last year down the stretch, I mean, you could make a case from the second half of the season on, he was legitimately one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He was brilliant.
He was he threw for 4,400 yards and had so his QBR, I think, was actually certainly above Cousins. It was above Dak, if you just want to go off that. No, it's not a perfect metric, but.
No, that's a good point.
He was damn good. Give me him at 5. I'll put Dak 4. Dak is in the same bin. You could scramble, honestly, Cousins and Dak and Goff kind of in the same bin at this point. And if someone wants to rank one of them higher than the other, I wouldn't fight you too much on that. But I think we've seen the ceiling of Dak. Like, there's not another gear to Dak. Dak is Dak, and he's going to be overpaid a little bit. He's a good quarterback, certainly isn't great, but I'll have him at 4. I'll take Stafford 3. And I know he battled the injuries, the elbow injury kind of lingered for a while. I don't know if he dealt with anything else, but yeah, he just had an injury riddled season. But when he gives a good car, he can drive it. He's a number one overall pick. He put up good numbers in Detroit, was held back for a while, but I'll have him at 3. I have Kirk at 2. I think Kirk Cousins is the second best quarterback in the NFC right now. And obviously that means Jalen Hurts is 1. But when you look at the QBs in the AFC and the NFC, man, it's a humongous difference. The AFC is just absolutely loaded. But I think when you look at the body of work, especially what Cousins did last year, I think he is indeed the second best quarterback in the NFC. So I will go Hurts 1, Cousins 2, Stafford 3, Dak 4, Jared Goff 5.
Boom. No love for Andy Dalton, huh? No love for Andy Dalton.
I'm amazed he's still playing.
Good for that guy.
I mean, he is a genius. He has become the modern day Gus Frat.
Dude, there's
around and get paychecks.
If you're good in the meeting room and you can come in and just not be a total train wreck sometimes as a backup, you can make 7 figures for 10 more years. It's great.
And that speaks to loving football. Like those guys, they love the paycheck, but they must love football too.
Yeah. I want to hit you guys with a mock here before we say goodbye. We've been doing the mock draft roundups on both Mackie and Judd and Purple Daily, just keeping track on, you know, which players are going where. So we did a PFF 3-round mock where Quentin Johnston, the wide receiver from TCU, went to the Vikings a couple days ago. So we've done 24 of these mocks. Still more than half of the picks have been cornerbacks. Five have been wide receivers. We got three offensive linemen, four defensive linemen. So largely wide receiver and even more largely cornerback going to the Vikings. I have one from our friends at DraftBlaster.com.
DraftBlaster.com has spoken.
The thinking man's guide to the draft.
I love that. I love that. Draft Blaster. And then who like combined those two things? What should we call it? Draft Blaster. So what's our catchphrase?
The tagline?
Yeah. So what's our catchphrase? The thinking man's guide.
The thinking man's guide to the draft has the Carolina Panthers selecting Will Levis, number one overall. Love the outside the box thinking here. This is going to be a Frank Reich's pick, even if it's officially not portrayed that way. It won't be popular, but I think this is going to end up being Levis.
Wow.
Love it.
Well, his job will ride on it then.
Texans take C.J. Stroud. Cardinals take Jalen Carter. Bryce Young drops to the Colts at four. Let's see here. Where's the... Oh, wow. Anthony Richardson taking a tumble here? What? Okay.
Okay. The blaster's off. Already the blaster's off.
The blaster... He's fall. Will Anderson falls to the Raiders at seven.
Who?
Tyree Wilson falls to the Falcons at eight. We've got some cornerbacks in here. Zay Flowers, 11 to the Titans. Quentin Johnston, 12 to the Texans.
Where's Richardson?
Jackson Smith Najigba to the Patriots at 14.
Yeah.
And then at 16, Anthony Richardson falls to the Commanders at 16.
What did they do this a month and a half ago?
Well, this write-up jives with what I've heard from Florida fans. It says, talk to a diehard Florida fan, not an alumnus that's on TV. Find a Florida fan. Ask about Richardson. It's true. Florida fans are like, ooh.
Right, but
we watch that guy every day, and he's not that good.
Post-combine, these teams are going to think that they can fix the problems. That's how these teams operate.
I don't know why you're questioning DraftBlaster.com, the thinking
because you know what? Because they're not thinking. Blaster, you're not thinking. You're not thinking this through.
Okay, Jordan Addison right before the Vikings at 22, and that puts the Vikings on the clock here.
Yep.
And they select
with
the 23rd overall pick.
Yes.
Out of the University of Minnesota, row the boat, Sky Imago go first, John Michael Schmitz.
I want a mock.
Here it is, boys. Here it is. I was ready for it. I was ready for it to go for flag.
I will say this mock may have happened like the day before the Bradbury news, but it says center, full stop. Even though this team needs to put in a new defense, probably they have to get that center position stabilized. The obvious answer is right down the road.
John Michael Schmitz.
I think that's happening at this point, though.
John Michael, he plays center, Schmitz. He is a Viking, too.
Whenever. Okay. So Draft Blaster, in their last update, also had John Michael Schmitz going to the Vikings. So they have apparently didn't update this, or I don't know. But still, it is the thinking man's guide to the draft.
They apparently forgot to update it.
I mean, they updated the top 10 for sure, but there you go. All right, that's
what's
your Saturday check.
What's their premium service cost, Phil?
Do they have one? Let's see. Walter Football charges you $8 a month for the premium.
And explain how they came to that price.
Okay, draftblaster.com. I'm not seeing a premium package, but maybe we can work on that. All right, good talk. We'll see you guys. We'll keep you posted on any free agency or roster updates or news. Enjoy your March Madness weekend. Daily Vikings Entertainment, Purple Daily.